This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. As it is Monday, and as we like to do, we like to speak with a certain writer and podcaster. So joining us once again from the world of self-defense gun stories and the Slow Facts WordPress blog, that is Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to hear you. You sound good.
I've been working on streaming this thing, and as long as everything works, I sound good. When it quits working, then I get sort of not streaming right now for various reasons, but you know, there'll be another day. So anyway, what's on your mind today?
Wow. You and I disagree about something. I'd like to explore it. I think the ninjas might find it interesting.
Very good.
You thought that Donald Trump should act to limit Antifa, to limit Black Lives Matter in our big blue cities controlled by Democrat mayors, Democrat
yes.
city councils, usually with Democrat governors in the state. And I don't agree with that.
Let's talk about this then. Why don't you agree with this?
Let's look at the news, shall we?
Sure.
Those aren't firecrackers you hear coming from Democrat-controlled cities. 4th of July is coming up, but those are gunshots. We're seeing record, uncontrolled criminal violence in our major New York cities. We'll go through the numbers in a minute, but the usual players, exactly who you'd expect. New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore. The violence is exploding 3 times, 4 times the rates of last year for very good reasons. Earlier this year, they started with bail reform, so if you're a criminal caught with a gun, here's a promise. You said you'll come back later. Good, you're back out on the street. They do that literally to violent bank robbers.
Yep.
What do you think you get when you do that? More of the same. And the citizens in those cities, now, maybe if those rates had changed extremely gradually over several years, they would accept this new rate of violence. But a lot of citizens in these big blue cities are outraged. I don't think the president should fix it for them. I don't think he can.
Well, I agree with that now.
Well,
I don't know if you find that surprising. But I will tell you why I disagreed with it before.
Okay.
Simply because there's a lot of... On the one hand, I think that if your government is allowing this to happen,
yes,
you voted for them, or you didn't get enough people to vote your way, or you know this
right.
this is part and parcel of being this is the civic duty that is voting, and if you're just showing up, and you know, you're either susceptible to the advertising. Or you're just voting a straight ticket, or you're like, well, you know, I can't abide, you know, conservatives are baby killers, and they're racist, they're this, that. If you can't take the time to look for yourself, then, you know, when you get this form of government, when you get the Bill de Blasio's of the world, well, congratulations, that's what you voted for.
Yes. tragically.
Yeah.
So I here's my concern, and it's a narrow line. We're not discussing the facts, but the way the facts are spun in the media, that's why I am so grateful for your show and for the ninjas who listen. Trump is being blamed for the violence in Seattle. Right?
Yes, he is.
Democrat mayor, Democrat city council for the violence in Minneapolis, for the violence in Chicago. Now, blaming President Trump is a dangerous game because he will very clearly tell you who he thinks is at fault. He will not suffer fools quietly. If he then acts or encourages others to act, he will be blamed for the result. And I think it is better to let people see what they voted for. You're right. It's a tragedy. My heart bleeds. I hate it. But I can't see a better way to get to a real solution.
Yeah. Well, the only solution here is for all these people clamoring for change that have voted one way.
Right.
Maybe it's time to vote the other way.
This is what they asked for. Why don't they like it? Right. Even though it means 83 shootings in New York City, and I saw that number revised, it was up to 112, which sounds like Chicago, 114 the week before for Father's Day, a 250% rise in the rate of homicide in early June in Chicago. It's not limited to Chicago. We turned criminals loose, and they continued to be criminals. Shame on us. We got exactly what we asked for. And the thing that bothers me, when we say we want criminal justice reform, we think it's ridiculous to put somebody in prison long term for nonviolent crimes. On the other hand, violent criminals, as a firearms owner, when a violent criminal is a repeat user of a firearm to take things from people using force and violence,
yeah,
I want him put in prison for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do need to reform it. And I think Tim Scott's bill that he had out there was a modest first step as far as some of the things they need to do. There's some other things they're going to have to do it in detail because, like, some of the things they want, the Democrats want to do away with qualified immunity. I think that has to stay in place with clearly cut, hard parameters in place. If you serve a warrant and it's in the wrong place and you kill those people that are in there, you don't get qualified immunity if you did not do the due diligence to check out that warrant. Either that or do away with no-knock warrants. If you can't handle one, then stop doing it because you can't just kill people with impunity and say, well, you know, it's exigent circumstances in police business. Okay.
I agree with you entirely.
Yeah. So,
Democrats blocked...
They sure did. It's done. It's dead. It's dead. The House will put something out that'll be completely untenable.
Right.
They'll want to do away with qualified immunity altogether. So if a police officer gets out there and hurts somebody's feelings, well, we're going to prosecute him. So I mean, that's just not going to happen. So this reform that they claim to be clamoring for is dead. And it's dead because of the Democrats, because the Democrats did not vote with the Republicans in the Senate, which would have moved it along. If they had gotten that bill through that one, and then the Democrats in the House had put one together, then they would have gone into conference and hammered something out, we hope. But we'll never know now because it's dead. Before we go to break, tell everybody how they find you.
Look for me at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my articles go to Ammoland, to Clash Daily. And once a week, I get to talk to the ninjas here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
And the Polite Society podcast.
That too.
Yeah.
And Slow Facts and Self-Defense Gun Stories when we come back.
Yes. We'll be talking about that when we get back. My guest is Rob Morse, and this is Lock and Load.
RTI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. talking to Rob Morse. You indicated we might talk a little bit about self-defense gun stories.
Yeah, I really want to, particularly given the millions of people who have suddenly realized they are their own first responders. They have this distorted view of what being a gun owner means. Having the gun on your shelf won't protect you. And you see that at night. You see it in the news. Also, owning a gun doesn't make you a gunfighter. I want to talk about tactics. Look at the news, and in my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, I look at how Grandma saved herself. Grandma is almost never a gunfighter. But if you put Grandma in the right situation, Grandma's unbeatable. Just can't. So here we go. This in my neck of the woods, Shreveport, Louisiana. Brother and sister are, I think they were at the Sunday morning, they were cleaning up their Jeep. They used it the day before. Guys under the hood, the sister's in the car cleaning out the driver's compartment. She's in the passenger seat. Three guys run up the driveway, grab the brother by one arm, grab him by the head, put a gun to his head. Say, take us inside and show us the money. They're pulling him toward the house, toward the garage door into the house. She steps out of the Jeep, shoots the one who is grabbing her brother. They turn tail and run. As they're running, they shoot back. One of the shots goes through a fender, hits the brother in the chest. They keep running. She stops shooting. Police get called. These guys get wrapped up. One of them, as you'd imagine, at a hospital. He had a gunshot to the leg. We can talk about her bad shooting later. The brother goes, hey, what's that? There's a bullet embedded in his chest, but not all the way inside. He pulls it out with his fingers. So a very lucky man, pretty brave too. As expected, he goes to the hospital, gets checked out. They clean him up. He's at work the next day. How did a defender beat two young, aggressive attackers, one of whom already had a gun, to the victim's head?
That's a good question. I would love to know, because one of the things I like about getting older is that it seems like the older we get, the more decisive we get when it comes to armed self-defense. There's not a whole lot of dilly-dallying going on there.
She didn't talk about it. She said, this is an immediate, lethal, unavoidable threat. That justifies lethal force. She shot the bad guy from behind. She didn't have to engage with him. He's posing a lethal threat to my brother. Why she didn't shoot more accurately, we'll talk about later. Maybe sure. She didn't use the sights. She just put the gun between herself and the threat and pressed the trigger, maybe too soon, before the gun was fully raised. You can fix that with just a little bit of practice. But she didn't have a bunch of armed men pointing guns at her when she drew.
Right.
She waited till she goes, they're focused on my brother, they're taking him, it is my turn to defend, and she didn't flinch.
I think the successful armed self-defenders, they manage the misdirection really well.
Yes.
They manage the misdirection really well. Like the guys in the barbershop where, you know, one guy's just sitting there and he's got the apron on. He walks them, walk by as they headed to where they think the cash register is, and then he pulls out his gun and lights them up. Kept
there
his cool.
Are two, yes, that is... That is a brilliant use of timing. The other thing we see is, suppose this sister had been in the house. Rather than running in to get in a gunfight in the middle of the house, if she is cagey about it, she waits down a hallway. They come around one at a time. Now only one of them can fight with her at a time. She has them silhouetted. They can't see her. she has an infinite advantage. The other example is, oh, the money's upstairs. It's in the dresser, and the bad guy goes upstairs. He has no place to run, no place to hide. He's working upstairs, and somebody who's at the top of the stairs owns him. So getting enormous, unfair advantage is how the good guys win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not an honorable undertaking. I mean, you lie, you steal, you cheat, and then when you finally get in that moment of, well, I finally have to drop on them, well, you take that opportunity and you let them realize their occupational hazards.
But that, Bill, requires that we think about it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Once the gun comes out, that's not a time to open your mouth and get in a discussion. Because the only time the gun comes out is when it's an immediate, lethal, unavoidable threat, and you're saving someone who's innocent. Your brother didn't start this. It's not like he'd been out in three bar fights that night, and
right.
Now the guys want to come and fight it out on the front lawn. Different situations.
You know, I've often wondered if I don't think we have any legal obligation to get out there and say, hey, you, drop the gun. We just have to be in fear of imminent bodily harm or death, right?
Absolutely true. When we come back, I have to bring up another example where a pharmacist, outnumbered, middle of the night, has the drop on three robbers and lets them go.
There you go.
Because he could shoot them in the back, legally justified, but he felt that he had that margin of safety, so he didn't have to use lethal force.
Okay. Well, I mean, as long as you do that from a position of strength. Rob, of course, you can find him on his page, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Self Defense Gun Stories is his podcast. And he's part of the Polite Society podcast, but the Slow Facts WordPress blog podcast. No, Slow Facts WordPress blog is where he writes. Starts there, goes to ClashDaily.com, ends up at Amaland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surgeon General is asking for everyone to be safe over the Independence Day weekend. On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Jerome Adams is advocating for the use of face masks to help limit the spread of COVID-19 for anyone who plans to attend gatherings over the holiday.
As we talk about 4th of July and independence, it's important to understand that if we all wear these, we will actually have more independence and more freedom, because more places we will be able to stay open, we'll have less spread of the disease.
President Trump will spend his July 3rd watching a massive fireworks display at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. This comes on the heels as protesters plan to storm Washington, D.C. over the Independence Day weekend with protests and demonstrations. U.S. Park Police will be protecting memorials in Washington, D.C. and have fence set up around statues. You're listening to USA Radio News. There's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
The vice mayor of Tempe, Arizona, is calling on Governor Doug Ducey to lead the state through the coronavirus crisis. Democrat Randy Keating says local communities can only do so much.
We've tried this once before. Half measures and token efforts aren't going to get us where we need to be. If the governor doesn't want to enforce his executive orders, then he needs to give the cities the authority to do so.
Keating speaking there on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. That's the home of the binary trigger. Salus, Providence Line, Reformation Line. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. Just so you know, today is Dan Zimmerman's wife's birthday, I think, so he won't be joining me this evening.
Oh, darn it. Well, I'll get him. Are we going to get him later in the week?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Good. It's not like Dan is at all short of material to talk about. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
Right.
And I really love the perspective he brings. You and I were talking about being in a defensible position. One of the self-defense gun stories that I've just written about was a pharmacist in St. George, Utah. At first, I thought he was manning like an all-night window that some pharmacies have. This was a smaller pharmacy. He owned the place. I think he was just catching up on paperwork, you know, busy day, getting ready for a big order. In any case, the place is closed, the lights are on, and he goes, "What's that?" And three guys from out of town start breaking through his front door with crowbars. He does the right thing. He's in the break room, steps into a corner, calls 911. The police are already on the way. The robbers, they must have cased the place because they knew where the safe was. It's on the back wall of the break room. They rush in, go right for the safe. They don't even see this pharmacist who's behind the door. Cell phone in one hand, gun in the other. Now, 3-1 guys with crowbars against you. That's a disparity of force. It's not three toddlers that walked in with lollipops in their hand looking for the bathroom. He says, get out of my store. They turn around. I don't think they saw a pharmacist. They saw a great big gun barrel pointed at them. They bolt right out the door, right out the front door that they shattered, right back into the getaway car, and they take off. The police hear it on the phone. They don't catch them at the scene. They catch them as they're entering the freeway. This man could act that way, not use lethal force, because he had distance. He didn't step in front of the door and say, drop it, partner. He was off. He did exactly right. He said, I'm in a defensible position away from the door. You get out of here. Had they turned the wrong way and moved toward him, he'd have dropped him. Exactly the right thing to do. Since they didn't do that, he also did the right thing in letting them go.
Right. He had options on that one. At that point, he had all options. They had none. He had some.
Right.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Well, now think. Suppose one of them had thrown a crowbar at him. He shoots and misses. They run. Your adrenaline is even higher. It is easy to imagine, I'm going to chase them out of here and keep shooting as they run. That makes you an aggressor.
Right.
Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. So you have to think about this ahead of time to know when they're an aggressor and when you are.
Without knowing what state he was in, stand your ground or castle doctrine does not mean that you pursue.
Right.
It never has meant you pursue. When Zimmerman did his little thing, when that happened with him, at first, if he had kept on going looking for this kid and this kid jumped on him, that kid probably could have claimed some sort of defense at that moment.
Right.
Because you're not supposed to get out of your car and pursue somebody, which he was doing under the auspice of Neighborhood Watch.
And some of the murky details was I was trying to see a street side, see if there was an alleyway behind the buildings, describe the physical layout.
Right.
He did not see someone he saw as an offender and close the distance. That is what his attacker did to George
right.
Zimmerman.
Right. So.
And that makes all the difference.
Yeah. But he was headed back to his car, too. That was his saving
right.
grace.
Yep. Ruined his life. He did the right thing, and it still ruined his life.
We'll have to have a chat about him offline.
Okay. Okay. We will.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do have to talk, because I'm sure you've seen it in the news, and I'm sure Dan would have. This is me doing my Dan Zimmerman imitation here for a second.
Yeah.
The Minneapolis City Council has said, yeah, we need to defund the police. And their first motion, even when that hasn't even started, was to hire private security for them.
Very expensive private security.
To the tune of about $20,000 a week.
Yeah.
Now, the part of the magic in that is that, oh, we're the city council. That's pocket change given the public budget until the fees exceed, I think, $175,000. Yes, that's right. Then we don't have to take the expenditure up to a vote of the full city council.
Right.
Yeah. Hypocrisy.
This is a chump change.
We found the new poster child for hypocrisy. Yeah, it's not that our men are bad. We just want to hire them to protect us. The rest of you plebes, sort it out amongst yourselves.
Yes. The rest of the plebes.
That's what Minneapolis voted for.
Yeah.
They may not have had it advertised that way, but that's certainly what they voted for.
And that's what they're going to end up getting. I really want to... I think sometimes these leftists... I don't think... like the guy that... I don't have time to ask this question, but I I don't think they're prepared for the reality. And I'll give you an example when we get back. It didn't actually happen in Minneapolis. It happened in Florida. But, you know, one time I was watching Rick Ector on a TV interview. And they got out with Rick Ector. And one of the people there that didn't believe in armed self-defense said you should try to reason with them. And Rick Ector asked, how do you reason with someone that has just kicked in your door? Which I thought that was a perfectly viable question to ask this Yahoo. And, I, you know, this is the kind of thing I would see with them. But I've got an example I want to throw your way just to get your idea of how you think the unarmed social workers that are trained to de-escalate situations, I want to know how you think this would have worked out if that had been who they sent instead of a police officer with a Glock. But that'll be in the next segment.
The city council didn't ask to get chaperoned by social workers.
Well, no. They could probably see all the fires. They probably had. Anyway, tell everybody how they find you.
Look for my podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. I'm on iTunes, wherever you find podcasts. Put me in your pocket, and we'll talk all week. Also, I'm on this Polite Society podcast. It used to be called Politics and Guns. That's the subject. We cover it every week.
Every week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK. Lock and Load at armory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. So here's the predicament that I would want to put before the social justice warrior, social worker types that are going to go in there, and they are going to, you know, they're going to de-escalate the situation. Do you remember the situation in Florida at the underpass where there was a homeless guy laid out there and another homeless, well, not, he wasn't homeless, he was on some sort of drug, and he crawled up on top of, he got that guy, took all of his clothes off, he took his clothes off, then he crawled up on top of the guy and started eating his face.
Yes.
And then a patrol officer rolled up on him and tapped him twice in the back with a .40 caliber, and the cannibalistic dude of the duo, he looked at the officer and growled at him.
Yep.
And he had to be shot six more times to get him to stop. How exactly would a social justice or social worker walk up and go, now there, wouldn't you rather have a nice sandwich?
Exactly. She typically, maybe he, would throw words at the problem because that is all she has, and this problem has gone well beyond words.
Yeah.
And in fact, the guy's, you could say he's not there to listen. You can't reason with someone who lacks that capability.
Yep.
I've had friends who work in psychiatric wards, and they go, sometimes you talk, and sometimes there's nobody to talk to, so you have to do your best acting on your behalf, other patients' behalf, and actually the behalf of the patient who's having the problem.
Right.
What do you do to a guy who's out of his mind on bath salts and is killing another man who's probably also not in very good physical condition and in a drug-induced stupor?
Right.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I think that dude actually slept through all of that, which is probably the best way to, if you're going to, yeah, if that's going to happen to you, I can only think, well, sleeping through it's probably the best way to go.
Well, you'd like him to defend himself and stop it, but yeah.
But, I mean, think of all these things that you see all the time. Think about all the times you see these people that are just out of their mind on drugs.
Right.
And they're covered in excrement, and they're not wearing any clothes, and they're running up and down the street stabbing people or something.
Right.
Exactly what are you going to do to say to them, now, wouldn't you rather have a nice bath? I mean, I don't know how that's going to work. Well, yeah, I do know how this. The social justice warriors will also get carved up by a naked guy covered in excrement that's out of his mind on drugs.
And I think somebody mocked that, the story of a social worker who was beat up and hospitalized as they, quote, replaced the police. I have some local good news, Bill, down here in Louisiana. Can we talk about it?
But of course.
Okay. This is the opposite of theoretical crazy. This is very practical good news. We finally had our Republican legislature, both House and Senate, get off the dime. They passed four bills and gave it to the Democrat governor. They were watered down. The governor signed them. So you can carry now, even during a mandatory evacuation or a declared state of emergency or disaster. Down here in the South, mandatory evacuation, everybody thinks hurricane or tornado. Declared state of emergency, that could be too many people who get the flu. But this means that the Second Amendment doesn't disappear. Also, it says that, remember that the federal government said, oh, gun distributors, wholesalers, suppliers, retails are essential businesses. This said, yes, this means you in every city, including New Orleans and Shreveport, the two big Democratic cities in the state. It also further enacted or prevented home rule with municipalities enacting laws that are more restrictive than state laws on firearms.
Right.
The last one, which was watered down, at first it looked great, now it was just another incremental improvement. All right, we'll take it. You can carry in a church with the permission of church leadership. Before, last year, you needed a special church carry class. Okay, they got rid of that. Then there was the requirement that the church has to create a public notice. Well, some people said, is that a newspaper article? Is that somebody speaking up any time the church is open and saying that they're now allowing concealed carry? Turns out they got rid of that. It just has to be the church has to say, yeah, we're doing that. Usually what happens is a parishioner goes to part of the school church governing board and says, I carry every place else. And the guy goes, why don't you carry here? So small improvements, not the great big things that make national headlines, but progress none the same.
Right. Right.
And because I want to end on an upbeat note, did you see this video? It's an anonymous cop. He's taken off his badge. Do you see where the Velcro is, where his badge would be? And he goes, I was just told that I need to provide security for a protest. And then the guy smiles and goes, I blank you not. The protest is to defund the police, but they don't feel safe enough, so they want me to provide security for them. We can't verify that it's true. We can't see the guy's name. We don't have the location. But if it's not true, this guy's going way out on a limb because somebody recognized him,
yeah.
And it was covered by national media. That's the sort of thing I hope you would cover on the Gun Owners News Hour. That's just too good to give up.
Yeah, that's, sort of, it's one of those ironic things that is quite tasty when you think about it.
Well, what? It's the same story as the Minneapolis City Council saying, oh, we're going to defund the police and privately fund our own security.
Well, I mean, I don't... They're going to run out of... I don't know what they're... that's not... Well, but that's typical. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was going to say something else, but typically, whenever they tax or whenever they do something to where they create a no more need to spend money on this particular thing, they're not going to give that money back. They're not going to have a rebate or anything. They're going to say, okay, well, let's spend it on this instead.
Right. And the notion was we would spend it, quote, on social workers that would help the community. When your public policies have destroyed the family, when your economic policies have destroyed jobs in your community, I don't think that's a problem anymore that social workers can fix.
No, social workers cannot fix a riot. Social workers cannot fix bedlam or chaos. They can't. There's not a whole lot they can't fix.
Well,
I can't think of
Yeah, right. No, I hear you.
I can't think of anything. Not really.
Some large financial institutions have decided to move out of the CHAZ zone in Seattle. They just said, this city's crazy. I don't know what our employees would face if we asked them to come here year after year, even if this problem gets fixed tomorrow. So they're moving to, I think it was Dallas-Fort Worth.
I don't remember where they're. I know there's one that's moving, but I don't remember where it is. But all I know is this. All I know is this. There will be another Chaz. Before we run out of time, one more time, tell them how they find you.
I write at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My self-defense gun stories podcast comes out once a week. It's a little snack food of a podcast. I try and keep it around 15 to 20 minutes. And I'm on the Polite Society podcast with Paul Lathrop and company.
There you go. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir. We'll be right back.
We'll talk.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.